Here, it's Mamre and Ma'aliyah, but instead of calling this Halacha Mishmishina. So the question is this. Without Halacha Mishmishina, what would be Halacha? What would he pay? He would be properly Gamre, or he would pay Malik Shalom. So that's Muchach from the Gemara in the second point. That we, if there hadn't been Halacha Mishmishina, then Chilcha is Kigufa. So you have to pay me yourself, but the Halacha Mishmishina is Nidara Bechir. But, so, Simchas is Chirik and Halacha Mishmishina, so according to Simchas in Achmame, so Chiras pays in Ezek, so in Yerushalem, but without, so the effect of the Halacha Mishmishina is to be Nidara Bechir, not to be Mesif on Bechir. Because without the special zeus, across the law, so then we have to make sure because kilcha is kibbutz. So there is a law of shliras, a law of Sinai, but for his nezek, 1 second, please. Chotzi nezek shliras pays on the chotzi nezek. But shliras pays on the chotzi nezek. Now, and that is the told of the Rebbe. The question is there a law of shliras by shenoz? The Gemara mentions, tell the law of shliras. So, that's for us, the human works, the achilucho, and steps upon chips, and that it, then it falls upon a behemoth, and it hurts the behemoth. So that's for us. How about Shem? Is there a loch of shuras by Shem too? So there is a, seems to be a machlokes with Shem. And that. Yes.
Steps
and then
you fly out.
Asher mentions Tupshat, and it's not better, as you'll see. But it's the Tupshat in the two Shemes and Asher is in the Gemara Dachit Ches, on the base, in the Asher. The Gemara says here, suppose a behemoth stands on an Isha and is not dwelling on the Isha, and of course it damages the Isha. So, the Allah is, like, look at the Gemara, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The ninth line from the end of the Amit. The Gemara is not dying. Whether Yish Hadoel Tzuras or Yim Hadoel Tzuras. There is a process of Hadoel by Karen. In other words, if Yishaya goes the first time, second time, third time, pays the Eina Pish Chos Mezik. The fourth time, he pays the Tzu Mezik. How about the Eina, who is not with Tzuras, Mazik, first time, second time, for Tzuras? She steps on chips and throws them when he's Mazik. So, the fourth time, does the Eina pay in Ezek Shalom or not? Maybe the whole Aloch Vadoye is peculiar to Karen, where it's Mishumim. So then, Vadoye becomes in a disposition. But by Tzuras, where it's Uruch, except there is Exos HaKosuf, pays Chotzmele in the first time. So the 100th time, he also pays Chotzmele. That's the Abaye. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Behima Shehitir Adwarim Leisam, Rav Yudah Ima Mishalem Eyo Shalem, Rav Yudah Ima Chotzi Mezik. Now asking, what are plotters in there? Oh, the Hakam is here. Now Sada, Rav Yudah holds Yesh Adol. So if you do it three times, then the fourth time, please, Eyo Shalem. The Masa Rabbi Eliezer holds in a day. The Masa Rabbi Eliezer, well, he had some reason. If he kept his Shumchas, I don't know. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda passes like Shumchas. Shumchas says, Shumchas, 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 and Rabbi Eliezer passes like Rabbi. So Bishmu, it's not the Derech of a Behemoth to be a matter of learning and reason. A Behemoth, the normal way for Behemoth is to be a matter of learning and the character of Matthew and reason. Die Doche Kerao. Die Doche Kerao. So, Rashi says, the 10th line from the end of the day. Die Doche Kerao, she never has been more concerned. If she stands in a very narrow place and she has to step on this, or she has no other alternative, then it's the normal thing for Behemoth to be not aware of this. She never has been working Tzah, the only working Moses Mishnah. So Rashi says in the first lesson, if Shalela Anosh asking her, that means when Behemoth does not derive pleasure from me being not in the world, to give them Shalshalas. In other words, if the enemy is constipated, and then it's not regarding, so it's in the reefer. So it's a moral as acres, so then it's short. But if the enemy has diarrhea, so then she doesn't enjoy on the country. She doesn't enjoy that who is wearing it. It's coupled with pain. So then it's not a total issue. She never is not father and not roses. He said, if Shalala Amos asked him, she gave him Shalshalas, he has diarrhea. Dear Amos, if the Hima is constipated, and then it involves Amor, it's a relief for the Hima, when it's a matter of loss. Dear Amos, tell the Hishon, says Amos, so what if it's told Hishon? So what? So then it couldn't be Chatzimazik, so then it couldn't be Chatzimazik. Why? Because even Baraga, if there hadn't been in there, if there was a question for Lost and Nation, it's not the Tzoros based on Chatzimazik, she would go in there, show them where I was in Chatz. So here we come by Lost and Nation, it's not, so he holds in Shalom, so only because the Tzoros HaKosu, the Allah HaShemisina, is Mugara Rechiv. But that Tzoros HaKosu, the Mugara Rechiv, is peculiar. To write up, not to Shem, so may the Tzoros of Shem. Very simple, if Matal is blowing when she's constipated, so it's Shem. Then, he pays in the Shem. Because the Tzoros HaKosu, Tzoros is confined to Raja, not to Shem. So when she steps on chips, then there is no element from her. So then it couldn't be told to Shem. So whatever it was, of course, for the Chatzimur Tzoros. But when she's back at Raja, she's constipated. So then it's Shem. And the Tzoros, she enjoys it, so it's Shem. So Noah, there is no Tzoros HaKosuf of Chatzim HaZek, so please no Tzoros. Then Rashi says, Nira Beina, Rashi is holding it. The whole glory of the Amosha, Kirishan. How is it? The whole glory of the Amosha, Rafa Mocha Yaf told the Shem, the Shem of Zul to the Gifu, the Hamid Tzoros me. So Rashi Shiki is, oh my God, Rashi agrees. That's Mucha from the Gemara, that the Tzoros HaKosu of Allah HaShem Sina is Midara HaMichir. But the reason the Tzoros HaKosu, the Tzoros Pesach HaTzimazik, and the Tzoros HaKosu is Tzoros, whether of Kilchei of Shem or Kilchei of Ragar, is the Talmud Ragar. In other words, this distinction between the Chalukha and the Shemur HaZeiko, that's only in the Hezek that is done with the Guf. But if the Hezek is done with the Keach, then even if it's your Shemur HaZeiko, it's not the Talmud of Shem, it's the Talmud of Shem. It's the Talmud of Shem, it's the Talmud of Shem, it's the Talmud of Shem. So we have the two shifts, because you want to ask something.
So
in the second lesson,
Rashi,
what
would be
the end of the day?
So
in
the
second
lesson,
Rashi,
you would
make... No, sir. In Because according to second version of Rashi, which is Rashi's own shita, so the distinction between Shem and Regal is only when it's done the Gufi. But it's done the Tilichai, there is no distinction between Shem and Regal. So really, it's always told the Regal. Except if the Tzuras is done in Shemdik way, then it couldn't be told the Regal, because Regal has to be Yuch. But if it's done in a natural way, even if it's done the Hamol Azeitel, it's not a Torah Rishon, it's a Torah Rishon. When we distinguish between Shem and Rishon, we know both is natural. That's when the Hezek is done in the Guf, not if the Hezek is done in the Kier.
And from the first Rishon, so if there would be Hamol, if it's tied inside Shem, it would be
a Hamol Shalom. Matthäus Guf, Menschen kannst du. His internals were revealed, were exposed. So does it mean Nidra Maskino revealed, exposed, and teeth are exposed? Something very strange. In regard to Rav and in regard to Shmuel. In regard to Shmuel. But Mother Moshe, right, Rabbi Makovich didn't know the term Shem. He has to use a coat, Mother. Another, so then, is based, the whole word term is based upon a Pasuk in Evadi. It means Shem. It's a simple word. We don't have to go in Hayakim. And we know what Shem is. Strange. And then, Rav is especially strange. The Rabbi Makovich couldn't say, Odom. He has to use a new word. Chabin Rav, Ben Shmuel, use a coat, you know, not the real word. So, the kashin without the shmur is not the kashin, because the Mishnah prefers the use of mother rather than shem, because shem really means what? Shem means the king. If the mother of shem had been limited only to the teeth, then Rabbi Makovich would use Shem. Why not? For the truth is that Shem, the magic of Shem, is not limited to teeth. Shem means anything that Yishmael is aching. So of course, what's Yishmael is aching? Something that the human is magic because the behemoth has a drive to satisfy his appetites. So hunger is one instinct, one drive. But the other drives,
yes,
but yes, I mean that's right, I mean the Gemara, so anything that the behemoth does because she has a certain instinct in life, and the Gemara, let's say, if it is still the purest lamosa, I mean, also because of a certain drive to satisfy its appetite. So the Meila, the Avin HaKadosh prefers the term Ma, because Ma is more invasive. Sure means is not having all scalp. But Mother means neither masculine. His internals were exposed. So Mother means the drives within the animal. That's why Rabbi Makadish adopted the term Rabbi Mother can say, Pishon, she means relatively narrow. He has a narrow scope, shape. Then we can make an analogy, alright, what's the difference? Whether the behemoth is mazik because the behemoth is interested in satisfying its hunger instinct, or the behemoth does it because it wants to satisfy another instinct, another drive, they make no difference. But if we use the term mother, and mother means neither masculine, the internals, the drives, the instincts are exposed, so that's more invasive, is it? In wider scope. That's why Rabbi Makadosh chose the term Mother Kishon. But Mother the Adam, that's really difficult. Why doesn't Rabbi Makadosh see it? So I remember. I don't remember. I remember it vividly. I remember I once heard. I was 10 years old or not. But one of my uncles, great uncles, one was Nachum Krakowski, the film Mashtotlani, the Machab of Havidus Amorach and the Rama. Another uncle is, his name was Abrezavichi, Abrezavichok, Maizel, he was the dying of Munch. He was the grandson of Abrezavichok Maizel. Because there are several terms in our language designating human beings. Ish, this is us. Well, you know, but this is our original Hashem, not like the textbooks in Hebrew say. Ish, Mosh, Rabbi Tzal, our original Hashem, that Hamosh is the Rabbi Mubel Ish, but the Rabbi Mubel Ish is Ishi. Ishi. Ishi, Ishi, Enish, Hamosh, never draw, and never draw with me necessarily new. Sometimes Geva means a male, but sometimes Geva means a human being, male, Geva. So his reference to human being, male or female. They all have a rabbi. Adam doesn't have a rabbi. One person is another, and another person is another. So that's why the Talmud says, Adam for another. Because Jews have a feeling of solidarity. They feel that all the Jews are like one roof. And every Jew is a neighbor in one collective of because they don't have it. First of all, the reasonable existence of a collective in an absolute way. Of course, you have it. The Russians, the Germans, the Frenchies, but it can be. Maybe so it is itself. The person who lives in Russia, then so is part, is a member of the Russian people, then he moves to Germany and becomes naturalized and becomes a member of the German people. But a Jew, he cannot Jewize himself, he cannot. So first of all, the means of existence, an absolute existence of the Jewish people, as you are, as a collective. It's now the joke, you know. It's now an absolute existence. And it's done by them, but the Jewish people, so they are created as a collective by the Rebellion. And there, Jews have the feeling of solidarity that they are one book out of one another. They don't have that feeling of solidarity of one book. Other means, if he's a human being, he understands the responsibilities he owes to others. That's what my uncle of the rich said. But he was a Mazatech, he's not even a human being. And he is. But not an Adam, because Adam designates the human being as a collective, as a member of a collective. But if he's Mazatech, he's not conscious of his existence as a collective, as a member of one collective group, so he couldn't call other. So how does he call it? He calls him Mabe, because Mabe, because Oma Hashem, also Beita Bidam Yola, also Beita Sabitim Bidam Yola Hashem, it means the people who don't know the Achrayus, who are ready to kill, to hurt, and to damage and everything. They're not really Adam, but they are Adam. Why? Because they can do tshuva. But if they haven't been the opportunity of the tshuva, so there any person who is mazik couldn't even be called an Adam. A person who is mazik, who wants to be served, or becomes a lunatic, is still an Adam, because of the potential to do tshuva. So what signifies the potential to the tshuva, the term Mare? In Tivolim Boy. So the Tivolim Boy makes him another, because potential is still another. But he acts like Chaya. He cares, but he has a potential to the tshuva. So in the world he can be called Adam. But without tshuva, he wouldn't even be called Adam. It's a remarkable pshat. It made an impression on me at that time. I remember. Anyway,
it's the shadow of the Bible.
The Rabbi Zalichi. Why doesn't Rav say like Shmuel that Mavi said, after all, we have the raya from the Pesach in Vadi, that Hashem. Amalach, because of the pasuk in the Bible, Yidu Matzkinu, so then you should say Matmada Bepyude. The Mishnah calls it Mada. My Mashma, Pintara Bepyude, which then the Shmuel my time one of Rab. Why does Shmuel reject Rab Shite? The Tnab is other Mashal, there is a good Raya from the pasuk in Yishayu. There's more than who has the potential to do Tshuva. Can be called Mada. So, Amalach, Shmuel say no. The Mishnah couldn't have reference to Oda. Because if it reference to Oda, the basis of the Pasuk in Yishayahu should be called Beyer, not Mada. Beyer, not Mada. Beyer means somebody who is Beyer, who is able to do children. Not very easy. So it's a bit down. We don't want to pay. So why does Rav say that it means other
words? Very
is power. You know, you build what you have. Zichel. Not in Zichel. Because he was blind, you know, at least he was blind. So there was a Nisya of Dom Shetek Sahar, Ksevacha, so you know, in the door in the middle, when thou would have Samach, that Dom Shetek Sahar, like I said, when you are pay, and Dom Shetek Sahar, pay what I said, I feel very near, Dom Shetek Sahar, pay what I said, when you are Sahar. So you know, we're not allowed to mention the Pasik. Whenever we have to mention Pasuk, so if not for special attainment, we should read it from the Sefer Torah. And we're not allowed them to say in Pasuk of the Torah by heart, unless there is special attainment. So some more of Yosef. So the other Chacham would be unblind, very well able to read the Pasuk whenever they mention the Pasuk to read it from the Torah. שיש לי קישו, יש לנו מאוד. ודבורים שבצעד יפה שאולים בעותו, סמנולה
הגיעו כבר תושאות עם בלוג'ן. But he wanted to quality passing in town. So Yisa, so that's a Kiddush. Yisa was going to Kursad, that Hashem had told his only quoted in the original, the way he said in the Torah. But if he quoted in another language, in Aramaic, so then he doesn't love the Yisa. So that's why Rabbi Yosef always says, and that's why the Torah always says, Kintagon of Yisa. Because of Yosef had no other alternative except for it, yet to translate. Otherwise he would believe that the Yisrael from Shepherd what Rasha'im are open. He can't even tell. So Tosi doesn't like it.
What did you do with Yosef with the Daniel? I think that was just completely in
So we're in a prayer, okay. So, but Tosi rejects it altogether. Shun based asses on a Hosom, the one of the people says. Hosom shots, matter of fact, how about us? Every day, I say the Psukim Zimra, Ashley, Kios. I mean, Psukim, come to come up Psukim. And we don't say it from the Hatsar. And even if you don't, down by the head from the Siddha, but that's all it's about. But the Hatsar means if you read it from the Torah, the way it's written in cursive, our so he's like Balkot, so the Siddha is a way, a medium whereby you know how to talk. So it's like listening to a tape that is not heard. So in other words, because it's even when you doubt from the Siddha, it's not because it, suppose you read it from the Chumash. So it's also a fluke, right about it, because it's not really from the Kosi.
חושב לא יודעים עם פסול, אוכלנו לחושב לא יודעים קשרס, תקטור על הקלב
aber erduckt, weil durch Sustes Xeo, wenn die Tonne Dichter, die ich nahm in sein Schäftchen, in diesem Lehrgabe Dichter, Lehrgabe mir machen, wenn in die Psyche Dichter, dann soll wenn in die Lehrgabe, die aus der Psyche Dichter, die Tonne, die Menschen bei Seifer, die Kölschen Stattierer, die nicht das kann, Tonne Seifer, und die Name soll, כדאות שקבלו כזה של יש, כזה אסכורת, כזאת, הרוגנס, שפנדו החנדו את רייס לצמשנו. אין בספורים גירו, שספור נכתם בחיושי, ומגירו עד שכנפסידו בחיושי. ומגירו אספור נכתם בחיושי, ומגירו שכנפסיד השורי, שרחית הגילוי, של צמשנו, דרך שבתאו, דרך נכתבי בגירי. אין לנו דרסס, דסנות לגלת. So he said, the Tirith Rabbah Bey said, the Svatira Vadai Bey Sefer Bey. Svatira itself certainly requires Sefer Bey's class on Bey. But, the Hocha Ayah here it says only Bey means in contrast to other Tishakis. So, only Bey has requires Sefer Bey. But let's say, Sefer Bey, Yeshua, Sefer Bey. All the Sikh and the Dean of Shogun don't require Sefer Goy, can be even as dishes. Tishvachim the Eshim and Yor and even with Ayodhya. Shatira by a day Sefer Goy, the Och Ayodhya have to be sure of them. The Hotel, the Tomer, in the Svorn is Shatira and Yor. So she say in the Svorn is Shatira and Yor, not in the Shatira. אין דין ספורים גרם. זה שצאו אין דין ספורים מסיבטרים גרם. ואי דו יצאים בפרייסו אין דין ספורים גרם. שאיסאו, ספור לכתם מספורים שאתם גרם, שמסיבטרים נכתב בכל אושם. ללוח אלו לאורם, איך תצאו, אין דין ספורים מסיבטרים גרם, he couldn't say, ללא אשר. הספורים נכתובים בכל אושי ומגילו עד שתהי כשבה שעושים מגילו because סבטירו because מגילו is because אל אושי הספורים אל אושי שסבטירו מגילו is כשבה השורי שעשיב המגילו וספורים נכתובים בכל אושי because it is not true, it is not true in the Chorosh. The Holy of the Torah of Abdi Shosh, the Holy of the Torah of the Sons of the Tengim, which is not true in the Chorosh, the Oche, the Oche, the Oche, the Oche, the other thing increases the Shrek and Shita of Arabies, but the Ramon Lech is not the other customs like Arabies, the Tengim of Shubim, do not commit me because of him on the Oche and Dinu, Shoulder, because of that, so that kid is supposed to be careful. Shoulder comes to anything. So because of that, the Achubas of the Bill Achaini will say the people will claim to see for the cousin. I don't know what they would apply to place them. That was the original flint was different, you know, from today's flint. Today's flint, so the flint is done with one stroke. So I don't know, but there are many chivas that a flint is literally crossing from 2000. Maybe because of that, it's far. When we read after us, of course, the most ideal thing would be to read after us from another, but who has another today? So the Meir, instead of reading the Haftorah from the Chumash, there is certainly nothing from the Kosek. It's one Haftorah, you know, it's not together with the other talking in the Navi. Together to read it from the Navi, even though it's on paper, provided it's printed. The trouble is that your day is in the view of Shulam are not even printed. It's photographed. Photographed is certainly not Ksav. Photographed is a picture. So it's certainly not Ksav. But if you have in the Nach Hananor, the Koran, Nach, is a printed photograph. I don't know the results.
but what?
It would seem that it's
really photographed. So then there's no reason. But if you skip the days and...
But you can still make a broken out even on the...
Yeah, because the way I'm saying is that it has to be right from not the way. But the others are sure it's the way. So they hold that it can be right by a tattoo. It doesn't have to be right in the hands up. So in a way, it can be right from a stomach also. But if it's printed, so then according to the other ability, so it's considered like enough, because it's not, wasn't the rest of the body, it's not very costly. But according to other ability, it's not really extremely, not really costly. Even in Shalom Bidley, and even on war, if it's printed, assuming that today's print has the same doing as the original print, so when we had to set type of every letter separately to go, you do everything with one stroke. I mean, there is a big divergence between today's print and the print in the time of the Taz, you see. In the time of the Taz, just as there is a big difference between, what shall I say, the telephone today and the telephone, you know, in 1898 when Bell invented it. So it's in the beginning. I remember the song on the telephone, the way it looked in 1898. So there is even a bigger difference between the printing today and the printing that took place in the days of the Taz, when they said that print first has a din of Ksav.
What would be the din if the Tanakh isn't complete? If you can something much and they just print the Haftarah after the...
No, that's not it. Haftarah, that's like Hamasiyah, that's not like Hamasiyah.
So then it's not that for the reason of the Haftarah from such a...
No, we are make you, we feel a lot of it. Yeah, we are make you. Of course, it has to be a brain to the good. But we are make you. But I know the Fasa Shlai, did not have, Muhammad, I remember years ago, they had me. The Fasa Shlai didn't have any good. But from which it was not good, they should read from the Fibna, or just, let's say, Triosa. Printed, I mean, not photographed. I don't know about the days when the Koran is printed. I'm afraid it's not printed, it's photographed. So then there is no reader on it. There is no reader. But if it's printed, so there is a reader. Because according to the sheet of Arafa Blitzer, we do not see in our meeting because in the law and in the Shalom Bidyon, any Ksav, and the printing of Ksav, is the way the Biliach or Toskim say, some of the one assuming it applies even to the baseline. I mean, it's not so before. So, some neighbor, there is a reader in reading from a Tanakh, a movie, even though it's not a plot. As again, it's reading it from the Chumash, or they have in the shoes, they have a sefer, or they tell all after, so that's like from the Marazna. That's the open. Anyway, so what is the heter today to be machtiria from Chumash? The certain about that, because Eis Lasses, so that's the heter of the Gemara in Dikin, the Samach. Eis Lasses, like Hashem, if you're a Tosah, imagine if every time we had to quote a Pesach, we would have to open up his Latora or an office, so we couldn't work. So there's a special letter. So that heter is based upon the Allah, what Yesh Kiyad, what Chachom, what the Latora. So the Chachom is a Matthew, the Nisa, or a Rachel, the Nisa, or the Velish of Sadi, or the Shur, in our period. In our period, because of Eish Lassi Tradition, if you're a Torah, so it's based upon the Deen of Yesh Kiyad, the Chachom, but the Matthew, yes,
it's not Shem HaKasim, is it?
So how do you have a home in the age? It's a good question. It could be that it is all kinds. Because it's not a Nisa like a Nisa essay. A Nisa essay like a King Godel who marries a woman. So then there is a Nisa essay. Or a Nitzri Badini, his body called. Then it's a Nisa essay. Here, the Fellowship of Sadat Hashem means that whenever we mention Malchuyah to read it in the Chassah. And if you read it by prayer, so it's not in Nisa Bikin Basay to say it by prayer. I mean, in fact, it's like learning the Tara'i, then it's rather complex and down to Jesus. So the Shalopais, you see the Chacham in the region, trying to Jesus. Why? Because, and Halach is not in front of that place, so if you go in the street, you notice that Jesus are personally, you don't have to take it off.
Sharpness, you have to take it off in the street because Kumba say in Hosmer in Kumba the Shep. So why is this is different? So this is in the Bible says because by trying the Isa, when I go out here, I try. So it's Kumba say, but this is there is no Isa to wear in bedding. So other countries without Jesus. If you wear it, there is other countries without Jesus, you are not here to give you Jesus. And if you don't, so it's the same kind of idea as if you don't put on fear. Because you are not here to bring Jesus, you didn't bring Jesus. The same thing is true if you need to be pursued. So it's not in Isa Bekumbasei. It's not in Isa Bekumbasei. But there is a difficulty in Haskim of it. The Tashis is that there is no Isa to eat Haskim Shiki. If you eat, you have to realize the Haskim Shiki. And if you eat at your house, so you don't have an Adore in eating in the house. But you have not heard as soon as you decide to eat. So you're on the hood, you're obligated to realize the eating in the sutra. You didn't realize the eating in the sutra. So you're on the battle. The mitzvah of the sutra station should have said, just as high Jesus. The higher is, the best high I have my father. 学生你自己啊，不能去三百米去啊，你只有手表人，举得是挺，举得是你跟你比的好，或者是我还有一些名字不能去，觉得要出来的，你没什么名字会比较老的那样的东西。It's only if you need to stop or meet yourself, really, not to be sad, not to be sure. So, suitcase, there is no, so that's why the schooner starts at 1:30, it's one step. Okay, I heard that from my father. Anyway, so, I came to the dark, to the lunch, to the salad, to the shrimp, I pay the same thing. It's not a resource. It's not a resource. It is.It is the Shabbat eyes. It's not a Misha to close the passage by Peshan Draksa. Whenever you close the passage, you are not going to leave the Draksa. And if you don't leave the Draksa, you are not going to leave the Draksa. The same way you don't come here. Because since you decided to close the passage, you are not going to close the Draksa, you do. So Shabbat eyes is somewhere. Yes, you are a Chacham.To the Ultra Shabbat Eyes. Anyway, there's a haircut. So that's why Jesus rejects the Pshat, the Mitali Rabbi Yisrael, because you have no other alternative. You have no other alternative. Because of this last tradition, you have to suffer. You suffer because it's interfering with you through the Torah. You don't believe the Torah. Crying is there. So Jesus doesn't mean only Rabbi Yisrael.Only Rabbi Yosef was able to have recourse to his action with Pesach. But Rabbi Yosef, as far as other Jews are concerned, blind or not blind. So there's a meaning of his action with Pesach. And you don't tell him, a Jew doesn't know anything. You tell him, oh, whenever you quote the Pesach, you have to quote Pesach. So it will reduce his learning to a minimum you should be minimum.He'll have to go to shoot. In order to learn, so you have to go to shoot because the Torah is so unable to learn Torah. But in respect to Rabbi Yosef, if he hadn't been blind, Rabbi Yosef, he could learn, he knew quite well, so he could learn even without, if he hadn't been blind.Since Rabbi Yosef was blind, so even for Rabbi Yosef, but suppose Rabbi Yosef hadn't been blind, then he could very well learn Torah without seeing the Baal, because he knew quite well the Baal anyway. So why should we give him a Baal? That's why he says, but as far as other Jews are concerned, even without being blind, so there is a tzura for his last issue.In the Targum, she's asses on the horse. So the Pshat of Jesus is not, I saw someone assume the according to Jesus, only one person you want to quote, but not a one person that you want to quote them. We are all the Isa, we are all the Avayas. No! Not that we said, you don't have to reserve one to not one, but you don't have to. Imagine, if you were to come, to come in, you can't quote the person, you can't daven, unless you can't keep to the Zimmer, unless you take out.No, learn if he's not going to learn nothing. The Kachel of Tadu, she's asking some of us in the show, and the Gemara in Gittin doesn't apply it to a blind person. The Gemara in Gittin applies it to that a Sefer after. So there's also a Sefer that contains both after. So it's not a particular question. How are you allowed to learn from it because of his association for a person?Therefore, if the ass is getting there, the devil of Yosef was blind, so he physically couldn't walk. All right. Now the Gemara says, no, the Kohen, 为什么带走？他们看我们的什么？Is that fair we can say that it could be Adam, because if Adam should say, if it's Adam, so he should say, Bullying, some word. So why does one say the reference of the woman is reference to Shem? Not because of the book of the Russian, but because of certain spells. So what are the spells that forces Raph to say that mother is reference to Adam? And for what we spell that forces Shmuel to say that mother is reference to Shem? Why the courage Madaike? Ramatamala Kishmuel, Tomashoya, the Homer Bishoya, Raph which at Shmuel's time, because according to Shmuel, that Shamaba is reference to Shem, so that means the Shoya doesn't cover all the message of Shem. It only covers either Karen or Reda, not all the message. But Rabbi holds no, Shoya means Shalisha Abbas from Abishoya. So it covers everything, Karen, Shem, Reda. So what does Mabe represent? Eda. Ishmael Mabe from Shoya. So how can we say there's reference to Shem? The Shem is already in the Great Mishoya. And the Rabbi Rebbe can Shalim Tanoi. The Rabbi Rishinoi Shalim has reference designates the Av of Shem. And Rabbi designates the Av of Shem. Yeah. Yehi Yacharon Shalom Eloi Zeki. Kiyom Yashem Shalim Shalom Eloi Zeki. And the same is think about that Beza Medallah. That Levi means in Colossi shall show that in Colossi shall not. The Kula of Shoya is not like the Kula of Mabel. In other words, that Shoya is not a scoundrel. That means Shoya is more humble. In one respect, Shoya is more humble than Mabel. So maybe the Torah mentioned Shoya. I wouldn't be able to learn out Mabel. Because I told him, oh, why? Shoya is higher because Shoya in one sense is more humble. In what sense he is not humble? Lay of Yacharon Shiram Elazeki. Because Torah, he has no Amor Elazeki. He doesn't divide any meat. He doesn't get any satisfaction of his appetite. Just without Amor. So that some way is not humble. So Hashem Shiram Elazeki. So come to Rav Yehuda, the fact that it's in Amor Elazeki is a humble. It's an additional ground. As to why you should do more rather in the field. It's a human, not a human. Yehi Hashem Shomer Zeyke, 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 Yehi Hashem and Shem that is not Kavimah Selazit. The Shem is not Kavimah Selazit. So the fact that it's not Kavimah Selazit is a chumer to Yachel and Shekavimah Selazit. So the Mele So the Torah mentioned Charon, I wouldn't be able to learn out Shem Chamet, because Charon in one sense is not humble, if you don't know Zeyti. The Lord Hashem, if the Torah mentioned Shem, I wouldn't be able to learn out Charon from it, because I would say, Lord Hashem, she can ask Yahazit, Yahacharon, she can ask Yahazit. The Charon, the term is more common in one sense, because it's not Kavimah Selazit. Kiyachon is Kavimah Selazit. So you know that's the Kasha. Kiyach Kavachimahu. Uma Hashem Shem Kavimah Selazit Chayo. Kiyon Shem Kavimah Selazit Vekoyim Shem. So now there's why Rav Yehuda assumed that term and the term of Kavimah Selazit could be considered Rechumra. And and the Thomas Raz, it could be considered as a chumra. So he says, Rakara Hino, Umar Shemish in Thomas Raz, Chayo. So Kerven Shemish Raz, it will coach the one. So the fact that Shem, that's a country, that's a cooler. So if Shem that is not Kavanas Lahazik, so there is no, it's not such a terrible Nazik. Because think of Kavanas Lahazik. So to his higher, Shekharim is more ferocious and more wild, more dangerous, because Kavanas Lahazik, after all, Shem is not vicious. He's only mazik if it's hungry. So it eats. But if it's not hungry, for them, it won't harm anybody. So in other words, Shem is not as dangerous an animal as Kerel. Kerel is a vicious animal. Shem is not a vicious animal. He doesn't like to bother anybody. Only when he's hungry, so he bothers. But when he's not hungry, he doesn't bother. So Mele, so Shem is not. Is cow to Rapichai. So Mash and Shikamas Lazik, that is cow. So the cow is cow, Kerem that is more dangerous, is more humble, certainly she is cow. Now let's see the Rashi. Tomashir Kana, we should come to all the Mashir. We are Kerem Shamil Rakhov, and the first we are Kerem Shamil Rakhov, to Hashem, to the Duke of Rahman, the Kerem Chai, as the Shem Amoy, the Kerem Ramel Azay, to Hashem, the Shem Amoy. You know, we are Shem, she got the mercy, because Rahman is Shem, the mercy, Kerem Amoy, why, but I would say, and Shem is higher, because it has a hunger. The Kul of Shem is not as much of a cooler as the cooler of Kerem. So Shem is a chumre. Why shouldn't have Moshe Hazik? So it's a chumre. In Kerem, Shem is a Kerem, and they let a pair of Yav, by the Kerem, no, coach, which my time, and what he can be Shem. They are denied with the pair of Panikaili, because of Kerem, and I'm after Shem, and Shem is a Kerem, and not Kerem, Shem is a Kerem, and Shem is a Kerem, Shem is a Kerem, and Shem is a Kerem, the Chalapochers, you see, Shem and Kutzel, it's not vicious, only when it's hungry. Some Mele, so in Kutzel, we can say that Shem, it's only magic and it's hungry, so then the Bible is not negligent. Because he should have made sure that his behemoth should not work out tied into in a position to walk into fields of others while she's hungry. So he's more negligent. So the Masha'ul came, Karen, so it can be magic, even when it's not hungry, so how can, it's very difficult to take care of such a behemoth. What can you do? He should do a baby seal of a behemoth all day and night. So, let's say insofar as Shem is concerned, all he has to do, it's not so easy to control it. He has to feed the behemoth frequently, not so that he will not be hungry, so he will not be mazik. But how can you protect the Hindu again do magic in the chair, that you can't know just it will capriciously decide to do magic to go. So we know today you see Tashi, but you know it in that time. One second, please let me finish. Because of Chair and Abimak, the Shem will become a Hindu, and Machia and Shem will rise up a higher. Violet and Tweets of the Ochen Fashion, and we cannot do the carrots. The Ochen Fashion is Ravid. Maybe we are Chair and Shin and Mary. Because of Shem, we ask the Kerem Mei. In other words, the Svatinsvis discussed that days, maybe the Pshat in the Mishnah, where we are sure that your mother is not, the Kula of Shem is not like the Kula of mother, but maybe the Chumra of Shem is not the Chumra of mother. So he says, we couldn't say it. Violet, which is often for Shem, is Rabbi, where we are Kerem Shem Mei, because of Shem, we ask the Kerem Mei, where we are, the Chumra of Shem, the chumra of Charan is not like the chumra of Shem. You may read the Torah mentioned Shem who couldn't learn how to Charan. Because of Shem asked Shemri, for the Asher comes to Isaac, because of Shem asked Shemri, for the teacher me, how I will see Shem for the Asher Ashach, and I will be very good to have him, not to the race. Some other ways, the Pshat is a skill system, how that goes, that the Asher can have him means the Kula of Shem is not like Kula of Mother, not the Kula of Shem is not like Kula of Mother. So this is my story of the Gemara. The Habad of the Gemara is that Kavanosu Lahazik is that Kavanosu Lahazik really that really Hashem Shem Kavanosu Lahazik to the Akron Kavanosu Lahazik. So the Habad of the Gemara is that Kavanosu Lahazik is a Kula. Necessary is that the Kula he should be Kula. And the Maskola of the Gemara is the other one. That Kavanosu Lahazik is a Chumru. The Chumru. How is it how the MS? So there is the Hilfus. I don't know, they don't tell it to be Sugar, but they are the base. They say the Russian are high, my Kumar, and our Shas from the other. Talk at them. It is the Rahman of Tad and Jesus, he is a Chumru. Hoye ga ma khod mit tat yes, ama ga de kule ki shab is be bin haye, as si kule ga ma chat de dam kya. Chu couldn't learn out. They couldn't learn out when was it from that. And we couldn't even learn out, let's say the Torah mentioned Shira Mada, we couldn't learn out Hela. But if the Torah mentioned Dele and Nada Mazik, Dele and Kavich Mazik, Dele and Danish, or Dele and Dele, so then we could learn how the other Mazik would do. As long as Dele is together with it, the other Mazik. Kishod is Dele and Naya Asikor Masad with Amicha. But Kelen we couldn't learn out. From suppose the Torah mentioned Dei Elish, or Dei Elchen, or Dei Elbrenner. So then, or Dei Elchen. So then we could learn how it's all Mazik. But, one second, except if the Torah mentioned, so we could learn how it's all Mazik in except Kelen. Kelen we couldn't learn. Suppose the Torah mentioned when the Rabbi is Chayev, the Baraj is Chayev, we could learn how it that Shem is Chayev, the Barashem is Chayev, the Barayel is Chayev, Odom is Chayev, but we couldn't learn how the Barakelem is Chayev. Because Kelem is more common. He says, if you read the myth of Malikus, if you have Mishchalos, and in other words, that all the others are relatively more common. Because it's written closer, Mashem can tell, so at the very outset it's unusual for the behemoth to be masked. So Mela even after it habituated itself, we could still say it's that. You know why Bela and Beishachaya? Because at the very outset it's a masked. Mashem can tell at the very outset it's not a masked. He won't be in a chayah because he habituated himself. That's already a chidush. So if the Torah mentioned Deir and Yom HaGamadi, let's see, Deir and Yomish, Deir and Yom, Deir and Kher, Deir and Yom, we could learn how it ended Mazik, except that. Kherem we couldn't learn out. We bound the Kherem, which is going to be a Baruch, and it's awesome, and Manda and Rada Rada Kherem Rabife, Shekabemofi Le'azik, Kherem Rabife, Shekabemofi Le'azik, so then, other, a part of Mandoma, the Kern is a Dife, after Kern and Rashi, who is that Mandoma? So Rashi says, he doesn't know who that Mandoma is. When Mandoma is parishing, he doesn't know. cases, the Amashol Dachiram Beis, Shechemiya Bintrosom, says, Eini Fosh, Shalmashem, Zikaram Amashol, Kimmichit, and Fosh Matam, the Mubit Ros Mahal, Shedar Parazik, Vashem Kimmicharam, the Stam Shvaram Chaskashim Apayim. The man then appalled in Mishkikmas, the man then rather had a charm of Dife, and the man then appalled in Mishkikmas, because of the swerve and the machlokes between Ravina Great and the Shua, let's turn to that word, that's the swerve. That, the swerve, Amud Aleph, after the second two dots, now the second verse, there were 30 dots. Alright, if there were 30 dots. So, this is what I mean by the question. Itma, Paul Belinsky, Rapoplama, or the first two dots, okay. Itma, Paul Belinsky, Rapoplama, the main, Rapoplama, Ravishua, and Aknosh, and we pass the light, Rapoplama, Ravishua. So there is a machlokes between Rapoplama, and Ravishua, whether Paul Belinsky is class, or Paul Belinsky is normal. So a proper mark, Kmumuhu, Koshavas, Tam Shvon, Rabbechas Kashim Kaim. Uvi Din Udi Beish Lino Kule. Ki Rachmon Udi Choshalei, Da Kati, Miyali Tire. So a proper is Udi Kaldiniske, in a which we have many lechnas. Many, generally speaking, many represents that kind of field that is commensurate to the loss. And class represents that kind of field that is more than us, let's say down. So you pay a skip on him and he can skip double damage as far as care is concerned. So that's money. Because that represents the money that he was lost, yet that he got damaged, that was lost to the buyer. But as far as the double indemnity, that's Yisrael. So that's class, that's a penalty. Class means a penalty. Charon is not a penalty, without penalty. Listen, he stole, he has to pay back. Either he returns the object stolen or he pays his value. But Kirishal Beskmas, the question is, Paul the Miske is a kind of Tashlimim that is less than the damage. The damage is $100 and he pays $50. So is it Knas or is it not? Rapoplo says it's Knas. Why? Because Stam Shvarim Rabbechas Kashim Kaim. So the average axe is to be presumed to be dangerous, ferocious. So more that means if an average axe is to be considered as dangerous, then the owner who didn't take the proper care is negligent. He has a ferocious animal in his possession, doesn't take care. So it means any time he can go, that's another one. So he's negligent. If he's negligent, so the way you explained, from the point of view of Dean, of Stream Dean, you should pay an action. He was negligent. He has a ferocious animal in his possession. And he doesn't take care. So from the point of view of Mishpat, so he should pay whole damages. But he's negligent after all. He's not so negligent. You know, people like to rationalize. Rationalize is very, very rare that an act should go. So maybe after all, he didn't addict itself yet to going. So maybe he's negligent, he's not negligent. So Rachmanu Yechosalei, because he's not so culpably negligent, he's negligent, but not so much. So the Torah of compassion, Midas Rachmanu. So there is a deflection from Midas Adun to Midas Rachmanu, from Mishpat Yisrael. So you say, some more the Torah is Mechayel, the Torah out of consideration for him, for the Mazik who is not so culpably negligent, only a little bit negligent, the Torah had compassion for him. And there is a deflection from Midas Adun to Midas Rachmanu, and he pays only, is so. Rapoplo Momele, we all say Knaa, Rapoplo Momele, but we're still a stone. Rapoplo Momele, in other words, he's really negligent, because the average axe is presumed wild, ferocious. So Momele, the owner, is very negligent, but he's negligent, but not as negligent as a person who has a shen and doesn't watch it. Not this. Not that he is negligent. Some more retarded compassion. He's negligent, but not so negligent. Some may wear the whole compass to the extent of his act since he's negligent. And we should be aware from the point of view of doing whole damages, the retarded compassion, the whole purpose, the head damages is knowledge due. So it's not by way of authority because he was negligent. So it's not. When you do me, the baby is in the cool, Rahman, the Hassan, the Hatta, I would give it. I think I've shown up to us all, because last time she won't have to show the kind. So the devil jocks is not ferocious. Some male, he is not negligent at all. When you do me, you shall imply to Rahman, the council, in order to protect society, imagine. And owner of an axe wouldn't be required to exercise care of the axe. So there would be many of it, society would not be protected. But he's not really negligent. Some way it's nuts. Anyway, let's go back now. So this is that. The human beings. So this says, in the first thing, Shani was showing, to the two children of Isaac, and to the end of the time, 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 and und man Mann, der nach heute nicht geknöpft hat, und man Mann, der nach heute hat, der Zerren hat nicht so, der kann das Rase zu der Hunde, wenn man ihre Jüdiker, Menschen, Kratzer, deren Mensch, und tut, sie ist nur so, die nur eine Heide, der Zerren ist rein. Weil, das ist man dann, aber so ist heute nicht genommen, so das Mühlis, die Kontramutan, the Mandoma who says Pagninsky Mamelis, the Mandoma who says, the Mandoma who says, a Kerma difference, the Mandoma who says Pagninsky Mamelis. But we don't Pascal and the Mandoma Pagninsky Mamelis. It's a proper we Pascal are from the great Rabbi Yeshua. So that means, according to this verse, how do we Pascal? That Kerma is a difference or Kerma is not a difference? We Pascal Kerma is not a difference. Kerma is not a difference. Now, here, this Gemara seems to imply the opposite. Because here, when Ravir says, Tom Shil, Kam, and Madhul Shil, Lord Mahu, Akash, and Mahu, Zikash, and Shil, and Zikash, Lord Hashim, Kamas, and Hazik, Akash, Kamas, and Hazik. So, Ravir assumed that Karen, in Kamas, and Hazik, is not a good thing. It's not an additional reason why you should nor whether it be included. So then, the Gemara refuted Ravuda, and says, I have a hand, when Masha is a Mosha Hazik, how? Chara is a Mosha Hazik, is even more negligent. So that means that when the Gemara says, I have a hand, oh, so then when the Gemara finally says, the Gemara finally says, I will tell her, let's keep for a moment, the Gemara for the Gemara. אבל כל חוכר, לא יביא הכרה של המסעה הזאת, של השם שאין כאן מסעה הזאת. ולא יביא השם מורי ותור, מן שמצור את המסעה הזאת, על כל כבר נהל אדמה, או שם כמל. כבר יוצא כרם ישחי, וכס כרם זמור חמור. יש כאן מסעה הזאת, זה יביא שסר אמור. So, if somebody has a dish of someone in his possession and doesn't take care, so he's more negligent. And that's the Gemara's maskana. The Gemara's maskana. Then Rebbe says something else because Thomas Shea, that otherwise, the maskana of the Gemara is in their child. Whether Karen is not homo, Karen becomes a hazard, is a chumra or a kula, so there is a machlokes between the Havani of the Gemara and the maskana. The Havani of the Gemara is that Karnos la hazard is a little and the maskana of the Gemara is in Havlido, it's a chumra. It's a chumra. But a little bit of case says that according to our proper so, Karen's a Bife, because Rakhapa holds Pagnitz Kamehameh, and the contra of Mutter of Yeshua, Karen is not a Bife. And how do you pass on Rav Mutter of Yeshua? So that means he must come here of Rav Yehuda, he's not a Bife. So that's no kasha, because Rebbe says to Mishael of Avril Madri Shimon, you may even don't have to say, but as far as Rabbi is concerned, so there is a Habamim Mashkani. A Kod Habamim, so Rabbi Shiki means that Kerem is a Kula, Kamas Lahazik is a Kula. And according to the Mashkani of the Mora, Rabbi Shiki means that Kerem, Kamas Lahazik is a Kula. Now, this is how it follows. Look at the room says the Hilam Beis. And the Rashi. And the Rashi, the Kula Kishon is good, and I ask the Kula Masad, the Bahamu Kerem, we should meet him with Rahma, the Kula Shekin Raden Tchlesen. And then the Rada Rada Kerem, I believe in his Lazik, I feel Kerem, I'm asking. So Rashi says, and then the Kerem, I believe in his Lazik, I feel Kerem, I'm asking. It is Rahoka, and we don't cast like him. We inspire Sefer. So the Golden says, Mirta Bitzar, who did that Hakedah? That is the Golden Jew. The Sahel Gemara, Rav Yehuda. So the stone of the Gemara is the recording of Rav Yehuda. So, Kamos Lahazik is a Chumrah. And we say, the Kerem Chochem, Leile Riyachar Shkamos Lahaz. So Hashem Shkamos Lahaz, see the Torah mention of Kerem. If Kamos Lahaz is Chai, we couldn't learn how to change it when Kamos Lahaz is Chai. So I could say, no, why Kerem is Chai? Because Kerem is more Chumrah with Kamos Lahaz. But that's not how we look, I say, because if you combine what the Golem says with what Rabbi Thomas says, and both seem to be true, you see, it makes sense. What Rabbi Thomas says makes sense in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, there is one man down who says that Jaron is not a thief. There is one man down who says Jaron is a thief. I mean, it's very logical. But the man down who says that Paul Dinskin and Amy and Stam Shvoyim Lavach Zashim kind of means that every Baal HaKerem is not using. Because the Rebbe Chaks is pursued for Moshe, it's dangerous. So Mele is more reason as to why he should be included for exercise care. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Maskolah of the Gemara is that Kerem is a beef. That Kerem is a beef. Like the Kerem is a beef. The Kerem is a beef. But Kamos Lahazik is a beef. But this is how the Golem explains it. And if we combine the Golem with Habetam, so it turns out that the Machlokes between Hatokimav and Be'ishua is the same Machlokes as between Ravid and Rav. According to Ravid, so Kamos Lahazik is a Chumre, and according to Rav, that means like Rav Tate, and according to Rav, Kamos Lahazik can be a Kula. And Meire, when the Mishnah says, maybe I challenge you, כי השם, So the right now the Gemara is arguing that Kamos Lahazik is a Kula. So how can you say, Moshe, that how can you say you may be ashamed of Kamos Lahazik to accuse Kamos Lahazik? So the Torah had mentioned Shem that is higher, I would say, only Shem that is not Kamos Lahazik is Mochamo. Moshe is a Kerem that Kamos Lahazik. And it's not the natural negligent, so it's not higher. But then, how do you know the cash? How do you say that? I don't have this kind of thing. We're not saying it's almost like a higher cash, almost like a higher cash. So the Gemara says, no, we can say it's almost like a higher cash. But you ask, how is it almost like a higher cash? After all, on the contrary, if it's Kamos Lahazik, Kamos Lahazik, so it's more dangerous. So more the owner is more negligent. So it should be considered as a Chum Gamor, Yitzchak. So I'm glad to come in the Yahweh with the Hebrew. Every day I'm alive, I hope I get a Kamos Lahazik, I feel like a Ptire, or Chum Gamor, Yishne. Let's see what Rashi says. איסטר נחקר נחיה חפטון כי אמור שאת החיידו עובד בעלי שפקיע שמרו החיידו בן חי תאים שחד בחיר חפטון שקודם תראה שאולי פשוט במקשיק במתחד המון בגלל ותקוונקת קרם We have a drama, so the reference to Mishnah Mekame, not to the Mishnah Mekame. The Taisa says, we have a drama, the one to Kira Shashi, Shakira is Mishnah Mekame, the Achidu, and the Bishop Kosovo, the Mishnah Mekame, the Mishnah Mekame, the Mishnah Mekame, if there's reference to the Mishnah Mekame doesn't use the terminology of any drama, but any Bishop, how is it? The modern Havan uses terminology and the Roma. Who uses the terminology of Roma? The Mishnah Yadav says, Elam Yifarish HaMakam. The Mishnah Katev Roma, Mishnah Kola, Masisa Sekim Tzad Yadav, the time Mishnah Shalim Yakitim Rabbi, the Mishnah of Kershus, so that she's shown Tashi against Rashi.
What's the word of prayer? Time Mishnah?
Shalim Yakitim Rabbi.
There was a
Mishnah. It was soon there, but in the rest of it. So we know that there's a strong Kashi against Rashi. So why does Rashi mention the Mishnah in Achiva? Why couldn't Rashi mention the Mishnah in the Rai? Terrible is Rashi at the Rai from Russian Agamore that the Havan of the Lord did not know as yet of the Mishnah in the time. Because then the Maskol of the Lord is, the Lord says, אחנאו בא, מסעי צחסק לחנין לי לעד עובם, אין לי בעמל עד, חוקת חמש לעד, אפילו אחת תראה, אחנאו לא ישנם, אחנאו לא ישנם, סדון בגלל ישראל, אומר רבה שלא, רבה שלא שמסביר כלל, אותו עובד גם אלך, תאמר רבי מבוא, שני יחתם רבי, דיו יחיית עם דיש שחדרי, דיו שזה מחייף אסחבי, מרומן בחיי, אלו כבר, שזאת מין, בתום רבה שתשכבת, במשנה, in the time, but the Havanim of the Gemara did not know the Mishnah Yadayim, because if the Havanim of the Gemara knowing what the Maskon of the Gemara discovered, so the Havanim would not have said what he said. So that's the discussion. So what is the Keres? Keres is very simple, because that was the so it's a very strong passion. Now let's see. אמר רבשי אותו דאו לגמבו אותו בגן הלך תאמר רבי ושם נחתנו רבי בלי לחיות איתי שחדרי רי דימים צוזם חי וסחבי מלמם בחורי so how can you equate חדמוסר חזק את קרם מיתד את גמבו and the gemara there is a special reason why the Odin is not mechuyev because if the Odin would be mechuyev then every time the Odin becomes angry the Odin all he has to do is set fire and the Odin is in trouble. Mashinji, so that Shalom by the Gomo, they have intelligence, so they are Chacham Lehora, but an axe, he has no intelligence. So it's not Shalom to say, if you are Mechai the Master, then the Master will have to pay every day, because the Shiro is not so smart as to act spitefully today. Only human beings can be spiteful, but the Shiro, they cannot be spiteful. Cannot be spiteful. So the question is, so what is Havan with the Gemara? According to these words, so according to Rashi, it's no Kashi, because according to Rashi, the Havan of the Gemara didn't know of the Mishnah Yadayim. Because had the Havan of the Gemara known the Mishnah Yadayim, then the Havan would have understood what the Maskone says. So we could, so the Havan of the Gemara would also have realized that we cannot make an equation between Kerem, Kadmes Hazik, and Ered Roma. Ered Roma, there is a special reason it's like Rabbi Mechuyah. Because if you will be Mechuyah, so you have a self, so the Rebbe will constantly be Mechuyah. He will be busy every day paying bills. Because the Rebbe will take advantage of it, make an arrangement, and will set fire. Fire, Mashiach, but what will he do with Kerem? So the question is, so why did Havan of the Gemara equate? The answer is, the Havan of the Gemara did not know that the reason is to why Eved Yomo is the master, is Potter, is because of Shem Yakitano. Because the Havan didn't know the Mishnah Yadayim. But what did the Havan know? The Mishnah Nachiva. The Mishnah Nachiva says, Kings says, from the Mishnah Nachiva there is no way altogether. Because over there, it doesn't say the ugliest got out. They will come and says, oh, the beauty should be out somewhere. Another has no money to pay. They're not in charge of that world. But there's no money to pay. But where did the Mishnah Hebel say that the ugliest got out? Maybe the ugliest got out. She was not in the same way. The answer is no. It's mechulik to pay nach mashmiras lamayin, so therein another, and the sukkah should not be tiyosna, what is tiyosna?
Yes.
In other words, whenever you have
trouble,
so you never may pay. God is the music chair who pays, as long as he'll be reimbursed, whether David himself will reimburse him, So the fact that the Mishnah says, there's some off, in other words, you cannot get reimbursed, because if the music could get reimbursed, the mother from whom, whether from the other or from the other, says God, there's some off, he doesn't care, who pays him, as long as he pays him, who pays? So the fact that the Mishnah uses Russian there's some off means that no one pays it. So this way, you know, the other doesn't pay because he doesn't have. But the Odin has. Why doesn't the Odin pay him? The answer is, only the Odin knew that to pay, then he didn't do this person off. So he said, I have a vehicle. But the Odin is also. But the Habamir didn't know of the Mishnah by. So you know that the Habamir is hearing that the reason is why the Odin is bothered. Because when the other in the Omar, Amazik, so it's Kamasu Ahazik. Was asked, even though sometimes a nebuch can be mazik, she won't become a nebuch, but usually the living being is mazik, so most of the time, when Marina is mazik, so she will come as mazik. But the human being will say, oh, knows exactly what he's doing, and he has a conscience. So if he is mazik, so he's mazik because he doesn't care, because he wants to be mazik. So usually, and then the number of the Mazik is Kamos Azik. That's the reason as to why the Mishnah even cries that the Odin is Potter, because it's Kamos Azik. But maybe in the Hanabe, according to Rashi, according to Havan, with the Noah, you can never remember you'd be Mazik without Kamos Azik. Without Kamos Azik, let's say when they are asleep, you know, and they stretch out their feet, you know, and the Mazik, so then they would need the help. So then the question arises, the Kaalale, my Kaalale, this is the kind of Kashi that the Madame Shifal asks. Why do the Hadamim of Gemara say, since the Hadamim of Gemara, the Agnes Kone says, so why didn't the Hadamim realize what Gemara says in Agnes Kone? Apparently there is a machlokes between the Habamim according to this. The Habamim of Gemara knew the Mishnah Yedayim, and the Mishnah explains it on the basis of Shemuel HaKam. And the Maskamah knew, of course, the Mishnah Yedayim. But the reason is why the Odin is proper for the Mishnah of the Odin normally is because Shemuel HaKam. But the Habamim knowing the Mishnah Yedayim assumed that the reason is why Shemuel HaKam explains why it's proper is because Kavanos Rahazik. Kavanos Rahazik. And the Mishnah of the Maskona is, it's not the Kavanos Rahazik. But Shemuel HaKam. But with me. So we have to go over the next business. Lab Akha got the Kavanos Rahazik.